Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I got, like, this may be funny. Well, it is funny, but, you know, for months and months and weeks and for a long time, you know, pastor is just what we've gone through, and I've been his nurse and all this kind of stuff, and we just, you know, he just couldn't do anything for himself. So we were getting ready this morning, and next thing I know, he comes popping in there, he's ready. And I looked at him and I said, my little man's grown up. How about that? Hey, I'm thanking God for that. Glory to God. I didn't have to tie his shoes and put his socks on him or nothing. I mean, do you all realize that? I mean, unless you've been there, you don't know what a, don't you, Miss Debbie? You know what I'm talking about. You know, when they can't put their socks on, and, you know, because they've been through so much. Hallelujah. I'm praising God this morning. Amen. Glory to God. I want to read the word to you all this morning. And I'm going to be reading out of Hebrews. I'm going to be reading from Hebrews chapter 4. If you would stand with me while I read out of the word this morning. I tell you, this is the day the Lord's made. You know, sometimes you come in and there's just something in the air. Well, we'll find out what it is, but there's something in the air this morning. Amen? Hallelujah. Y'all just get ready. You know, you're supposed to come in expecting God to do whatever he wants to do, right? Are you all ready for that? Now, are you all ready for that this morning? Is that what you came for? For God to do what he wants to do today, right? Okay. Well, I'm going to be reading out of Hebrews 4 from the Amplified Bible. And I'm going to begin with verse 11. It says this. Let us therefore be zealous and exert ourselves and strive diligently to enter into the rest of God, to know and to experience for ourselves that no one may fall or perish by the same kind of unbelief and disobedience into which those in the wilderness fell. For the word that God speaks, come on, is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, which is the soul and the immortal spirit, and of the joints and the marrow of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and the purposes of the heart. Now, what's that saying? The word, the Bible, the word that we're going to hear this morning, it's going to go as so deep into our souls and our spirits that it's going to, our thoughts and our intentions and everything. We need to let the Lord do that. And not a creature exists that is concealed from his sight. But all things are open and exposed and naked and defenseless to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. What's that saying? Lord God, I'm not going to hide anything from you today. You know it anyway. I don't have any band-aids. I don't have any closets that I've tried to hide some thoughts and some things. It's open to you today. Amen? And then he says, inasmuch then as we have a great high priest who has already ascended and passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession of faith in him. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to understand and sympathize and have a shared feeling with our weaknesses and our infirmities and our liabilities to the assaults of temptation, but one who has been tempted in every respect as we are, yet without sinning. So let us fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace. Oh, glory to God. The throne of God's unmerited favor to us, that we may receive mercy for our failures and find grace to help in good time for every need, appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when we need it. Amen? That's what we have this morning. Amen? Well, we're going to open up this morning with a song. And somebody asked, and I tell you, it's appropriate. Let's go, guys. beautiful one, Barbara. Sorry about that. This is a...
Lord, you are good and your mercy.
Like that, but folks, if God's not good, what have we got? And it's here. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, just praise Him this morning as we continue to praise and worship Him. I want to tell you, if you're here this morning and something says, you know, I've just about lost hope, well, let me tell you, Jesus is here, and He's all you need. Amen.
Shout the news to everyone. It's a new day, peace has come.
Jesus saves.
Mercy triumphs at the cross. Love has come to rescue us.
Jesus. sovereign heaven song, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout, to let all the world know that Jesus saves.
Are you free? Come
every
on.
Debt has been repaid. Yeah. Your heart can be repaid. Jesus saves. Sing above the storms of life. Sing it through the dark of night.
Jesus saves. Free man, what a joyful night we'll be. Let me join with heaven's song, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. We're singing out, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout, to let all the world know that Jesus saved. You say you heal, restore, reveal your Father's heart to us. You rose, you raised us from the grave. Your Spirit lives in us. Sing it out, to let all the world know that Jesus saved. Raise a shout, to let all the world know that Jesus saved. Shout it out, to let all the world know that Jesus saved. Raise a shout, to let all the world know that Jesus saved. Sing it out, to let all the world know that Jesus saved. Raise a shout, to let all the world know that Jesus saved.
He's our Father and we're His children. But it means more than that. This second verse, it means what? Broken hearts have been remade. And then because of that, we can sing above the storms. We can sing to the world Jesus saves when we're going through something. You know why? Because we're coming out of this. Amen? Because He saves. He's above our storms. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do that second verse again. My goodness. Come on, Cardo. Free at last. Free at last.
Free at last.
That's it. Yeah.
Every debt has been repaid.
Come on.
Broken hearts can be remade.
Jesus saves.
Sing above the storms of life. Sing it through the dark of night.
Jesus saves. Free at last. What a joyful night we'll make. As we join with heaven's song, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. We're singing out, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. You save, you heal, restore, reveal the Father's heart to us. You rose, you raised us from the grave. Your Spirit lives in us. Sing it out, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saved. Sing it out to let all the world know that Jesus saved. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saved. Oh, sing it out, a shout till the whole world knows His name. Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Come on, church. Give Him the praise and the honor. Hallelujah. It's Jesus that saves. It's not New Life. You know, as much as I like Him, it's not T.D. Jakes that saves. It's not Kenneth Copeland that saves or Kenneth Hagin. It's Jesus. Yeah. The Jesus they preach and the Jesus they teach. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you know, I tell you what, when I think of His goodness, whoo, and what He's done for me, when I think of His goodness, how He set me free, I could just do all kinds of things this morning. And we're going to give you the freedom and the spirit to do what you feel like doing, just to worship and praise God. Amen? Remember this, church? Hallelujah.
His goodness and what He's done for me. When I think of His goodness, how He set me free, I can clap, 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 clap.
All night,
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 all night. When I think of His goodness and what He's done for me, when I think of His goodness and how He set me free, I can dance, dance, dance. Think of His goodness and what He's done for me. When I think of His goodness and how He set me free, I can sing, 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 sing. God is goodness and what He's done for me. When I think of His goodness and how He set me free, I can run, 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 run all night,
all night,
all night,
all night,
all night. When I think of His goodness and what He's done for me, when I think of His goodness and how He set me free, I can shout, 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 shout.
Sing, 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 sing.
there when Peter and John walked up to him. And they said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. And what did he do? He walked. Amen. Do you think he just pity-patted? No, he didn't. The Bible says he went walking and leaping and praising God. And I know what he's done for me. So I'm walking and I'm leaping and I'm praising God this morning. Amen. I remember going to a meeting up at Rod Parsley's. And of course, they got pretty wild back in those days. And Brother Parsley got up and said, now, wait a minute. You may be looking at that person standing down there in front, and they may just be cutting a rug. And you may be saying, well, I don't know if I can do that or not. And he said, well, you don't know if you've been where they've been or not. You don't know what they're shouting about. So don't judge the person that may be acting kind of funny and weird and waving their hands and clapping and singing, because you don't know what God's delivered them from. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, praise him this morning.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hey, y'all know what? Y'all know what? Ever since I've been coming to this church, when I first learned your song, he had to lead.
Yeah, he did.
Our pastor. And from that point on, every time we did that song, he was in the floor dancing and shouting. Sometimes I didn't know if he had any sense or not when he done this. But I'm going to tell you what really makes my heart full this morning. He's back. He's dancing and he's shouting. Because since last June, he has walked through the fire. They can say what they want to. God had his hand up on our pastor. No matter what else has been said. I love you, Dad.
Hallelujah. Come on, just worship him this morning, church. Oh, we magnify. It's all about you, Lord. You're the beautiful one. You're, Lord, the majesty and the glory. King of kings and Lord of lords. Where would we be, Lord, without you? Hallelujah. As we worship you today.
Your glory fills the skies, light of the world, you are Lord of all. Humbled by your presence, I'm amazed by who you are. Nations bow down to you. Creation cries out, majesty. All things you hold together, your name will stand forever. Majesty.
Creation cries. Hallelujah. We praise you. We magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Majesty.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Lord. We magnify and we praise you, the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thought of this old chorus. Hallelujah. I think it's an F one, Ronnie. No, it's C. It's a C. And I won't leave here like I came in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, tormented, sick or lame. For the Holy Ghost of us is still the same. And I won't leave here like I came in Jesus' name.
Do you need something this morning? Somebody to say, I just need somebody to agree with me this morning. I want to cast this thing off. It's been bothering me all week. Or I just need somebody to agree with that I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. You come on up this morning. I'd like to put a prayer force to come down. Come on down. You get in front of one of these people in our prayer force and you let them pray for you. And don't you leave just like you came.
I want to say this. When we were singing this song, Jesus Saves, it just kept going over and going over in my mind. If there's somebody here or somebody that's listening on the internet, but it's for all of us. And it was this: you're not broke so bad that Jesus can't fix you. Sometimes it gets into our minds that it's hopeless. But I don't care how bad you think you're broken, He can fix it. And I appreciate all that medical community did for me last year. All the things that they did that contributed to my recovery. But did you know there were times when the medical people were standing around shaking their heads? They didn't know what to do. But in those times, God was there and He said, "Son, don't worry, I've got you." They don't know altogether what they're doing. I know what I'm doing. So don't you be afraid. Don't you worry. I've got you. And I want you to think about that this morning. No matter what you're looking for anybody else, you got to remember, Jesus is the one that's got you. He's the one that's holding you. He's the one that's going to bring you through. You need a healing, it's Jesus is going to be your healer. You need deliverance, as Jesus is going to be your deliverer. It's not Brother Jerry. It's not Brother Tim. It's not Sister Laverne, Sister Shirley, or anybody. It's Jesus. He's your hope. And if you feel like you're broken this morning, He's your fixer. He's your Savior.
Something else the Lord told me is that, you know, a lot of people have a victim mentality. And they've been tromped on, maybe. They've been hurt. They've been crushed. They've been rejected. And they go through life feeling like they're a victim. Well, I tell you what, Jesus Christ will put you on the other side and you no longer have to be a victim. Amen? Amen. We're not going to leave here today like we came, are we? Thank you.
tormented, sick or lame. For the Holy Ghost of us is still the same,
is still the same.
And I won't leave here like I came in Jesus' name.
Now look at somebody and say, you won't leave here.
And you won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Not bound, oppressed, tormented, sick or lame.
Hallelujah. We're looking forward to the time when we welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit to minister, to set free, to deliver, to heal. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Amen. Sherry? You want to have prayer before Sherry sings?
We're going to go ahead and pray over the prayer request before Sister Sherry's special. How many of you believe that God can heal?
Yeah.
Oh, that was weak. How many of you believe that God can heal?
Amen.
Yeah. That's right. Amen. We're going to pray today for those who need a touch from God. I want to pray for Brother Sam. That God's mercy be upon him. And Lord, have your people lift this man up to you. We all need to just continue to pray for Brother Sam, lifting him up to the Lord. And he needs to know his church family still cares. We love you, Sam. You're a blessing to us. We want you to know that. We need to remember Kenneth Scott, who needs a healing. June and Jerry, they're part of our church family, even though they're over in Hazard now. Jeannie Kern, Bill Gray, Pat's children and family. Pat, she has this old virus going around. Tanya Litwicki has brain surgery. Jason Jones for healing. We have a praise report that Diane White is home. Martha Blankenship, Sister Martha needs a touch from God, needs wisdom. Phyllis Grady. Dalton is a 17-year-old boy with incurable stomach paralysis. We had somebody who had stomach paralysis for a while also, but I believe God healed him. So, incurable? Not in God's eyes. Dimple Buck for healing. Ronnie Burton for healing. Robert Turner, salvation. Donnie Turner, salvation. Gary Hatcher for healing and a good report. Victoria Gross and family. And you know what, folks? Victoria and their family haven't been here in a while, so we just need to call upon the name of the Lord that God will take care of that situation so that they can be back in the church family again. We miss them. Richard Pierce for healing. And he has a problem with his sciatic nerve. And for those of you who have had that before, you know it's very painful. Looks like Mabela Harrison for salvation and healing. Corey Ferguson. Michaela? Oh, that's a K. Okay. Michaela Harrison for salvation and healing. Corey Ferguson for healing. And Dot's sister, Vivian Carson, for healing. How many of us have other prayer requests? Folks, lift our hands up. How many of us have unsaved loved ones? Every one of us. So let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray. We pray for each and every person that was mentioned. We pray for all those who, when we ask about salvation, hands went up for them. You know who they are. We pray for our unsaved loved ones. Father, we pray that this anointing continue. And as the pastor comes forth to bring forth the word of God, that the anointing will be upon each and every person. Lord, that they will feel the presence of God in this place and they will know that word to be true. We ask you to move in a mighty way on behalf of each and every prayer request. And that, Lord, you will have your way. And just as the song said, that, Lord, we don't leave the same way we came. Lord, let the church be the church again. Let us reach out to those who are lost, despite what is politically correct. Despite what others want us to sit back and be silent, let us proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us be the light in this dark, dark world. Give us the boldness, Lord. We ask you now for each and every prayer request, for each and every person here. Lord, may your abundant mercy fall down upon us. May your wisdom be upon us to guide us in each and every situation. And Lord, we thank you in advance for the healing that we will receive. We ask it all in the name of Jesus Christ. And all God's people say, amen. Amen.
You know, we live in a world where people are too busy. We just let the cares of life get to us and we don't communicate anymore. We don't reach out and touch people. So to say, we pass somebody on the street and we wave and we say, hi, how are you? We no more think about how they are. It's just and we wait for them to say, I'm fine, how are you? You know, it's just a passing thing. We've lost the art of communication among people. Everywhere you go, all you see is cell phones. You know, Jack and I go out to eat, and everybody's sitting at their tables with their cell phones. And we're thinking, talk to each other, you know. Communicate with each other. You went out to dinner with them. Why are you waiting for a phone call from someone else? And I'm not down on cell phones. I use mine a lot, too. But it's just the art of communication. We seem to have gotten away from it. We're not real with people anymore. We have little cliches that we say. And if we take that up to a spiritual level, I believe that we've done that with God, too. We're not real with God. We wake up in the morning, Lord, I love you, and help me through the day, and bless my family, and see you later. You know, and he's there, always. And when we go back to him, he's there, always. When my son comes home to visit with his family, we have funny little stories we tell, and everybody's hugging and laughing and having a good time. But one of my favorite times during their visit is when in the middle of the night I hear something and I get up and I walk into the kitchen and Matt's raided the refrigerator and he's sitting there at the table and I sit down and we talk. We just have a heart-to-heart conversation about things that are going on. Not just, oh, how's the weather and the ball game and all this. We talk about things that matter in our lives. It's special to me as a parent, those wonderful times. I think when we go to God and we're real with him and not just hallelujah and praise the Lord and I love you, Jesus, he loves to hear that, don't get me wrong. But I think he loves to hear our heart cry too. That sometimes we just need to get down to the nitty-gritty and say, God, this hurts. Or this doesn't feel right. Help me. You know, let's just be real with God. And that's, I hope this song ministers that to you. Because that's my heart cry, is that I can be real with God.
A lullaby in a mother's tears in the dead of night, better than a hallelujah sometimes. God loves a drunkard's cry, a soldier's plea not to let him die, better than a hallelujah sometimes. We pour out our misery, God just hears a melody. Beautiful the mess we are, the honest cries of a breaking heart are better than a hallelujah. Woman holding on. For what's been done, the silence when the words won't come, better than a hallelujah sometimes. We pour out our misery, God just hears a melody. Beautiful the mess we are, the honest cries of a breaking heart are better than a hallelujah. have a breaking heart are better than a hallelujah.
Dismiss the children to go back to children's church and preschool and all that. First of all, I want to thank God for our teachers. Amen. We pray for them this morning and all of our children, because I tell you what, God is moving in our children's lives here at New Life for the Nations, and so much ahead for everybody. But also, I want to remind you, I know I'm not going to tell you what all is in the bulletin. You can get it and you can read it yourself. But Friday night, we're going to have our Valentine's time together. We just kind of, it's just a very informal thing, decided just as some couples, just we just meet down at the restaurant and have fun and eat a meal together. So Friday night, if and the only reason you need to sign up is I need to know how many places to have. We're going to go to Pablo's. They've got a big room there, down there on the left. And if you can come and join us, we'll just talk and have fun. So be there about 5:30 Columbia time or 6:30, somewhere along in there. And if we know you're coming, we'll wait for you. And everybody just orders, pays for themselves. But we just fellowship. You know, we don't do that a lot as far as just couples getting out. But take the time to try to be there. And like I said, there's a sign-up sheet back there. And let us know who's coming. And we're going to have us a good time. And like I said, you know, there might be somebody you want to bless. You might want to pick up somebody and say, why don't you all go with us? Or it might be you might can send somebody else that might like to go. You know, it's just going to be a good time for everybody. So I'm going to dismiss the
No, team. Not yet. Brother Tim's got something for her.
Brother Tim's got, he does? Okay.
Oh, you started it last week. You're going to finish it today.
Yes, sir, I am. I'm a little slow. That's it.